This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for another hour here. We're ending the show around 10 o'clock this morning. We're here to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, spring is around the corner. We're starting to think spring. What can we be doing? What can we start adding to the soil? When can we do it? You know, we're really looking at, you know, what can we do to boost our plants this year? We've had a crazy winter. Very little snow, but temperatures have fluctuated up and down all over the place, right? It hasn't sat in just one spot. It hasn't just, stayed cold or stayed warm, whichever. It's been all over. So, you know, things to start to think about, right? We're going to be looking to the spring, which is, you know, about 25, 26 days away. And we're going to be looking to start fertilizing our evergreens, our regular plants, our plants, our trees, etc. What do we want to use? Well, our evergreens, we're going to use that Hollytone from Espoma. It's a perfect product to be adding to the soil for your plants. It's a 4-3-4 formulation, so 4 nitrogen, 3 phosphorus, 4 potassium. Really adds into it. It's got tons of micronutrients in there to really help build on what you have in the plant already. And we're talking about it now, but like I said, we're not going to do it anytime the soil is frozen, right? And we probably don't have the soil frozen, but we usually want to wait until at least mid to end of March before we're going to start doing this, okay? We're looking to feed them now and then late fall at half the spring rate, right? So, but we're looking right now to spring. So we want to use the regular rate on how to use it. Depending upon the size of the plant, it'll tell you, how much you need to use, right? So if it's a tree, it's 1 pound per inch of trunk diameter. So, and then the fact is, if it's the diameter is 3 inches or larger, you triple the quantity. So there's a good amount of products being used, but we're going to probably use those more on rhododendrons, azaleas. So we're looking at the shrubs, right? So 1 cup per foot of branch spread. So the diameter of the shrub from left to right side. Now, if it's larger than 3 feet, that's when you double the quantity, okay? All this is going to be on your bag to tell you exactly how much to use. But they have some really great products. So the Hollytone is for your evergreens. Your plant tone is more of an all-purpose fertilizer. Then you have your garden tone for your herbs and veggies. You have a new one out there called Berry Tone for your blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, etc. Then Rose Tone. Now, if you want to get really specific in the vegetables, a tomato tone, right? Tomato tone is a really good one that you can be using to help get, you know, stronger, healthier growth to those tomatoes. There's also an 8% calcium that is in there that will actually help prevent blossom end rot. So blossom end rot is a, when you grow the tomato, it's growing great, and then you go to pick it and you see that black spot on the bottom where it's almost like rotted. That's the blossom end rot, because we're looking to have calcium in the soil. So that's why we have the tomato tone, great one to use to add to the soil for tomatoes. You're going to use that a couple times, twice per month, in May through August. So this is one you're going to use more often. We're not looking at doing the, you know, one and done or twice in a year. This is multiple times during the season. So you might want to think about getting a bigger bag depending upon how many tomatoes you have. Okay. Because it's actually will tell you, you're going to use 3 pounds of tomato tone per 50 square feet of tomatoes. So you work that right into the soil if you're doing the, you know, soil prep. When you're feeding it, for a single plant, it's 3 tablespoons per plant. Or if it's a potted plant, apply 1.5 teaspoons per 4 inches of pot diameter. Okay, so you're going to look at the size of the pot there. A lot of them are going to be like a 12-inch pot if you're doing a patio planter. Okay, so you'll be able to tell with that how much you're going to be looking to do. So, again, this is tomato tone. It's not just for tomatoes. You can use it for vegetables as well, but we want to use it for the tomatoes because of the calcium, calcium in the soil, into the fertilizer. It really helps with your tomatoes. We're looking to have a little bit more of the calcium into tomatoes for that blossom end rot. It helps the development of it as well. Now, another one you have is called flower tone or tree tone. I love to use the tree tone when it comes to ornamental trees, for, you know, your apple trees, your cherry and plums, your elm trees, your pears, maples, honey locusts, those types of trees. It's really going to help it. That's an easy way to use. You're going to do this one again in the spring and the fall. Okay. You're going to do it in the spring before you start to see growth starting. And then in the fall, you're going to actually feed it after leaf drop, but before the ground freezes. So that's one time in each part. So with the tree tone, you're actually going to use it at the regular rate spring and fall, whereas holly tone, spring you use it at regular rate, fall at half the rate. Interesting stuff to really think about today. All these are slow-release fertilizers, and they have that biotone microbes in it to add some microbes into the soil to help your root system develop even stronger. They even have some for, you know, the citrus tone or a palm tone to any of those types of plants that you have for your tropical plants or your citrus or avocado plants that you can be using. So definitely something to think about when it comes to your plant food this year for outdoors. You know, we have some other liquid fertilizers that we've discussed earlier in there, that the your liquid plant foods, you know, you can give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in 4 varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers, or you can visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. You know, one of the great things on their website at Espoma is they'll actually, you know, they'll give you all the details. You click on the product and it'll say product details. It'll tell you what it can be used on, when to use it, how much to use, and then how to apply. And then a lot of times they'll give you specifics of the bottle so you can see it before you purchase it. And then on a bunch of these products, they'll actually have a video on the product and how to work with it. So it's really cool to get some of this information. You know, they even have all the different types of soils, your lawn fertilizers. We're going to be coming up in lawn fertilizer season coming soon. all your organic lawn foods. You know, they have it as a application process or just an all seasons lawn food. So some good stuff. I mean, they are an incredible organic product line for your garden. They got some. They even have some other types of organic insecticidal soaps, insect control, neem, some copper soap, and weed and grass killer. So take a look out there for it, Espoma. I know we talk about it a lot during the season, but I wanted to just tell you a little bit more about them because they are so beneficial to use, and they are great fertilizers that we always talk about. So they even have some of the other, you know, conventional plant foods, your triple phosphate, 0450, your garden food in two styles, the 5-10-5 or the 10-10-10. Those are two to really be looking at because the garden food, that 10-10-10, I talk about a lot and when to use it. We're coming up to that period of time of when to use it. We're looking for that best time spring application so that we can start pushing some of the plants to really get out there and grow. This is another one that you want to actually, you know, get into the soil if you're doing a garden bed or when it comes to the plants, getting them on the drip line of the plant. This is however wide the plant is, wherever that the width of the plant, that's where you would put it into the soil to fertilize. So definitely some good things from Espoma. I love their products and love to use them. So many different styles, so look into them. Their website's espoma.com for more information. For us, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got about 35 minutes left in the show to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We do have some open phone lines, so we can try to get you in real quick here. We talked a lot about thinking spring, right? What else can we do? What can we think about? Again, we had Victoria on with the free soil test. That's step one. That is something so perfect to be thinking about right now, and be getting out there, getting the lawn or garden ready, right? That's what we're looking for. But what else can we do? Right? What else can we think about? Now, the next couple of weeks, we can start crops inside. You know, your tomatoes, peppers, eggplants. You can even start with some of the others, like lettuces, pumpkins, squash, etc. But, you know, with the pumpkins, obviously start early. Squash, you know, they might get too big. They're not the easiest to transplant, so I don't like to always start them very early myself. We can start getting some of those other annual flowers growing, you know, some zinnias, marigolds, just to name a few here, you know, some of the nasturtium, some of the others, some of the herbs, you know, dill, mint, parsley, get those going. If you don't have them all season, another thing that we can be doing this month is repotting some of our houseplants. Usually this is the time of year if you're going to repot your houseplants is when you do it. Okay. So take care of those plants so they can start growing. And so when you bring them outside for the summer, maybe they'll start to get a little bit bigger for you and better, right? We talked about it earlier, getting rid of some of the lawn debris, cleaning that up a bit. You know, if you can get to the compost pile, get out there, turn it a little bit, clean it up a little bit. You know, add some of those leaves, add some green material, maybe even some of the scraps from the, from your vegetables that you've been eating all winter, hopefully. You know, those, as far as the lawn, you know, that soil test is something we want to get ready. You can even, you know, we're not there yet, by no means, but some areas you can start mowing the lawn. You know, some of our other, areas that listen to us, North Carolina, South Louisiana, Nevada, those areas, they might be already, mowing their lawns and getting it ready. That would be some of the warm weather type, clients that would be working on at this point. A few other things that we can do. Once the soil temperatures reach 40 degrees, that's when we're going to want to fertilize. So I had talked about the Espoma fertilizer prior. You know, we're getting ready to do that. But we need the soil temperature to reach 40 degrees. Reason being is at that temperature, that's when your roots are awake, if you will, and they're absorbing the nutrients easier. We start to put them in frozen ground or when it's below that 40 degrees, we're just wasting the nutrients. They're just sitting in there and they'll start to leach through. So you want it at a time where you can have the best opportunity for those fertilizers, those nutrients, to reach your roots. So that's why we want the soil temperatures to be about 40 degrees, okay? So think about that when you're using the fertilizer. Now, we talked about it a few times this winter because people were saying, oh, it's warm out, it's been really nice, what can I do? It is a lot about the soil temperatures. It's also a lot about some of the areas will tell you if you can't be fertilizing until the beginning of March, as it is. Some cities and towns will actually say that. So anything else you can be doing at this time of year to really get thinking for spring? Some of the pruning of the trees and shrubs, you know, get rid of the broken or damaged branches that are out there so that they can heal the right way, so that they're not going to affect the plant long term. Some of the dead branches, trees and shrubs will actually still put some energy into that area, trying to seal it off and try to see what they can do to fix it. Plants can't naturally cut themselves, right? So we need to do that for them. Getting rid of the dead and damaged products from the tree or shrub, the plant will actually be more productive for you long term. Because it's not going to need to focus on that. It can focus on its root system. It can focus on the rest of the plant itself versus some of those injured areas. And that's the same thing when it happens when an insect attacks the plant. The plant is going to focus on that area versus its roots and new shoots, etc. So until it takes care of something, it's not going to fully focus on what you're looking to do. So that's why we take care of the insects when they're on the plant. That's why we clean them up when they're dead or damaged, so that they have the best opportunity to thrive for you. So we're going to take another break here. When we get back, more of your questions. Our phone number is 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After being projected the winner in yesterday's Democratic presidential caucus in Nevada, Bernie Sanders tells supporters at a rally in Texas,
"The American people are sick and tired of a government which is based on greed, corruption, and lies."
Sanders followed in Nevada by Joe Biden and then by Elizabeth Warren, who says her third place finish has saved her campaign for now.
Thank you for keeping me in the fight.
In Southern California, authorities say it appears the driver of a charter bus lost control of it in heavy rain on a freeway, causing it to run off the freeway and roll several times. In all, 3 people, all women, died at the scene, and another 18 people on board had to be taken to various hospitals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. We do have a phone call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Dwayne is in Plymouth, Mass.
Dwayne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I was wondering if now would be a good time to prune my apple trees.
They haven't started to form any buds or anything, right?
No, not yet.
Now, they're the fruiting or are they crab apples?
No, they're fruiting apples. They're McCormick's, I believe.
Okay, so...
McCowan's.
Okay. So we're... What I'd want you to start with is take a look at any of the sucker growth that's on there.
There's a lot of it because I never pruned it last year, and the apple trees are about 4 years old.
Okay. So this is the right time to be pruning it. You don't want to prune in the fall. You want to prune in the late winter. So that's the time we're in. So I'd want you to start doing that now by cutting some of those sucker growth, some of the suckers that grow straight up, right?
Yep.
That's the ones that kind of just take a quick 90-degree turn straight into the to the sky, really. So we're cleaning those, and then what we're also doing is we're cleaning up some of the cross branches, one of the ones that are basically sitting on each other and almost causing like some breakage in between the two areas of...
I have a lot of that. I have a lot of them branches going across now, and they're rubbing against each other.
Okay. So what you want to do is you want to take a look and see which one of the two branches is going to, when you prune it, affect it the most, right? You're going to want to see, all right, how much of, if I cut this top one that's rubbing, is it going to, really take half the tree out or something like that? So you want to look at that to choose which one
Okay. You
want to go at, right?
Yep.
So that would be the ones that would be the cross branches. The other thing to be looking for is any of the dead branches that have happened over the winter. Any branches that might be injured, like had some breakage during the winter, get rid of those, okay?
Yep.
So
that's pretty good. It doesn't have any dead or broken branches. It's just a lot of them, and they're real skinny, and they're kind of going all over the place.
Okay, so you're trying to keep them, you know, more in that tree form versus all over. Okay,
exactly.
So that's what you're looking for. You know, if you were to go to a tree farm, right, an apple tree farm in the fall, you're noticing that there's branching from the lower levels that kind of go out and there's space so you can have some of that growth, right? So you're looking to give it a little bit of air to flow through there as well. We're not just talking, you don't want it completely full so it's all leaves and you can't get in there. You want some of that air to go through to create so it doesn't hold diseases or anything like that when it gets watered or when it rains. You don't want the water just sitting in there, okay?
Right.
Like we said, the competing branches that could cause long-term damage, those are the main ones that we're looking to do. And when you make the cuts, you're looking to do like a 45-degree angle on the cut, okay? So it's easy to do.
Should I make it right at the main stalk itself when I cut the little ones off? Should I get it close as possible or leave an inch or so?
I'd cut it as close as possible, but you don't want to get so you're damaging the bark that's on the main trunk, right?
Right, right. I want to stay away from hurting that.
Yeah, so that with the sucker growth, try to get as close as possible. With any of the other growth, you're looking to see where buds would form normally and cutting right above a bud so that it can start to rejuvenate from there. Because sometimes and when I say bud, I'm not talking about the flower buds. I'm talking more of like the leaf bud junctions. And you'd be able to tell on an apple tree kind of where those would be normally.
Right, so it can continue to grow from there?
Yes, because when you prune any tree, so that tree, each branch has a hormone in it. That hormone is trying to get as far out as possible, biggest, the best as it can. When you cut it, the hormones that are behind it now compete to be the new leader. So it's usually two hormones that will try to go out there. They'll shoot out from both sides to become the next leader. Now, when you cut those, eventually next season, two will come out from there and start to bush out that way. That's the easiest way to kind of explain what it's going to do for you.
Okay.
There's no way.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So one of the things, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought here. With the growth, there's no way to actually say this is exactly how it's going to shoot out from the sides. It could be coming, from any of the angles. So just by cutting, it's not going to say, all right, it's going to bush out the way you want it to. You're going to have to kind of prune those long term as well.
Okay. I have a couple low branches, excuse me, but are extremely long. I mean, can I shorten them? Because I did have apples on them last year, but they pulled them down. I was afraid they were going to break the branches. Is it a good idea to cut that in half, like right before the leaf bud, like you said?
I'd go a little bit less than half, because sometimes when you go more than half or right at half, it takes a lot of it out. I'd say about, in between a third and a half, okay?
Okay.
So you want a little bit more of that so it will grow. And what you can actually do is long term, you can cut it back again next year, right?
Okay.
So it doesn't pull it down as easily. Fertilizing in the spring is going to be very beneficial for you, making sure you get some fertilizer in there to push the nutrients into the plant to grow those branches stronger. You want the branches to be a little bit stronger. You could use like a tree tone from a Spoma. Okay.
Yep. But what about lime? Like a Magical or something? Should I use that too?
So you could use the Magical to work with any of the nutrients that are in there to help with the plant. I'd look more towards just using the Espoma tree-toned.
Yep.
Just for what you're looking to do. When it starts to, one of the things I would suggest, when it starts to show buds, flower buds, right, for your fruit.
Yes.
Use a heavier phosphorus, like a bloom booster. There's a product coming out from Monterey Lawn and Garden that has a heavy middle number. It's a liquid form. It'll actually, I believe it's going to have a hydrangea on the bottle.
Okay.
It's a, it's like a 321.7 or something along those lines. It's a liquid form. I want you to use that to help push more of the flower blossoms, because once you start to see the flower blossoms is when you would use this. This will actually help produce more flowers and more everything for the plant. But you want to produce more flowers so you can have it pollinated easier and to get more fruit for you long term.
Right, right. Wow. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No problem. And, you know, again, you want to prune it late winter each season. Okay, so it's, you know, we're talking late winter, early spring. That's when you would want to do it. You can do it later in the season. One of the things I would keep looking out for is that sucker growth, and continue to get rid of some of those branches. Okay, so that sucker growth, it's just taking water away from the plant. You're looking more to have some of the better growth on there, some bigger branches. You're not taking all the sucker growth, but you're going to try to take out some that you can so it's not really affecting the plant.
Okay, thank you so much for your information. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Good luck.
All right, thank you very much.
Have a great one.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now the clock is ticking. Time to get growing and start your spring seeds. This Bomo Organic Seed Starter Mix has everything you're looking for and more. It's a loose, lightweight, all-natural blend of finest ingredients specially formulated for starting all types of seeds. And Espoma Seed Starter Mix contains Mycotone, a blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to enhance root growth. Ask for Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix at your favorite garden center and visit Espoma.com for helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now we have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in Massachusetts.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. Hope it's not too early to start thinking about hydrangeas.
Nope.
I had a situation last year that I'm trying to prevent this year. I probably have about 20 bushes, but in one particular spot in my yard, the hydrangea bushes were developing like a black spot, almost like a mildew or a mold. I don't believe it was due to the watering, because I always watered in the morning. But like I said, it would develop a large spot on the leaf, and the leaves would turn black. And I'm just curious, is there anything that I can start to do now to try to prevent that for this growing season?
Well, so a couple questions for you. Are those in a specific area where there's more sun or more shade?
Not particularly. No, I think they're pretty much, you know, I have a pretty straight run of, you know, fencing that I have the hydrangeas up against. And it's pretty consistent with the you know, with the sun. However, there is one particular spot in the probably 80 feet of hydrangeas that tend to just turn black and just don't do as well as the others.
Okay. Would you say those that are getting affected are a little bit bigger and thicker than others?
No, they were all planted at the same time, and they were about the same size. If anything, over time, they probably haven't come back as vigorous as the other bushes.
Okay. So on those, you know, you have that black spot fungus on the hydrangea. It can be a number of different reasons that it could happen. Obviously, you water in the morning. Do you water with a sprinkler system overhead, or is it by hand watering?
Hand watering.
Okay. So it could be coming from a little bit of the rain that happens, but I, you know, based on the way you're watering, I don't think so. What I would look to do is on some of those bushes that, you know, you notice that it starts to happen, thin them out a little bit early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
so that some of the airflow will get through there. So just in case any water that's sitting on it or the dampness or anything that's along there that would keep funguses going on the leaves or in the plant itself are, you know, are not in the area. So we're cleaning out that area to make it so there's more air to go through. Also, any of the leaves or any of the leaves that have this disease on it, get rid of them right away and don't put them in like a compost or anything like that. You just want to get rid of them so they're not in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of any of the dying branches, any of those things. What I'd like to see you do is use some sort of fungicide. You can use like a copper fungicide or like a neem oil, because neem is an insecticide, but it is also a fungicide. Or we could use like a copper fungicide to spray it. Now, I have a little bit more to tell you about the hydrangea. We're going to go to a break. I don't want to just cut us off. So hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, I'll finish up what we can do to help prevent some of these black spots on the hydrangea.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were joined by Paul. He was having some questions in regards to his hydrangea bed. He's got a bunch of hydrangeas, and they're starting to get some of the black spot. And he's doing everything he should be when it comes to watering. You know, he wants to water hand water versus overhead watering, as we're looking to keep the water away from the leaves and have it sitting there, right? So we want to take a look at it that way. Now, again, we're having that black spot. I had mentioned some of the things you can be using. Organically, you can use like a copper fungicide to spray on it, or a neem oil. Or since it's a product you're not consuming, right, you might want to think about using something a little bit stronger. Something like a product called Funganil. From Bonide. It is a synthetic, and you'll spray it onto the plant to actually help when it has some of these diseases that are on there. You're going to want to try and eradicate the leaves that have the black spot anytime you're seeing them, and then kind of take a look and see what the weather is like. If we're getting a lot of rain, that could be part of it. But again, you're doing everything right when it comes to watering. The other thing I'd want you to do is try and build a better root system for all the hydrangeas using something like the Protolizer from Natural Alternative. So that Protolizer will help with the beneficial microbes and attack the root system in a great way to get them so that root system is just stronger and better for you. The healthier the plant, the least likely it's going to have some of these diseases. And if they do have them, they're going to bounce back a little easier. I'd also look at doing a 10-10-10 fertilizer this spring on all the hydrangeas to give them a good boost early. But you know, cleaning them up, fertilizing them, using that extra with the fertilizer, that's basically like the vitamins for the plant. You're adding the vitamins to work with the fertilizer. So I think those two things there are really going to help it. But using a fungonil to spray the branching when you're noticing times where there's a lot of water going on, or a lot of like humidity, a lot of air, the airflow that's not going through, that's when you would want to use the fungonil to help prevent it. So that's something something I'd be looking at doing this year with anything that you noticed that had issues, right? Anything that in the past, last year or the year before, has had disease like this, getting ahead of it. But always taking those black leaves or any of the leaves that are infected out. Get rid of them. You don't want to put them in compost or anything like that. The other thing you can do is adding compost to the soil around the hydrangeas. There's some products out there. It's like a perennial mix or just any compost mix that you can layer around your shrubs and trees now or in the next couple weeks and mix it into the soil, so that your plant will be will have more nutrients in it. Because the more organic matter, the more it's going to be looking out for roots, and it's going to be building that way. So just adding some compost around them, fertilizing it with a 10-10-10, using that protolizer as an addition to it, watering from underneath like you already are, thinning out some of the branches when you start to notice they're getting really thick, and some of the ones that are inside might be getting that black spot first because the moisture can't get out, and starting that way. So those would be a couple things I would do to get your hydrangeas stronger and better for this year. Then as a preventative, you can use the fungonil or infuse from Bonide. Either one of those would work. The infuse, I know we have, you get it as a hose end, so it's easier, especially if you have 80 feet of hydrangeas. You can just spray the whole plant down, let it drip a little bit so it's soaking into it, and help prevent it that way. And then just keeping it healthy, obviously, it's easier said than done. You got a lot probably going on. You're not going to want to just be sitting there focusing on there, but I'm sure it's an amazing look to it, so you really want to, you know, spend a little bit of time to it. The other thing too is if you have mulch around it, pull some of the mulch away from the main stem itself. Maybe some of the water is just sitting there really close to the stems. So pull it out a little bit. Keep it in that area that way. Just a thought. So hopefully that helps out, Paul. Now that'll do it for this week. I want to say again one more time, happy birthday to my youngest, Ella. Turned 2 today. 4:26 exactly this afternoon is when she'll be 2 officially. So I love it. So happy birthday. Love you. Everybody else out there, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.